Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight's reminder from Isaiah, prepare the way of the Lord. Lord, we pray for each person here in their preparation. May that preparation be mixed with anticipation, eagerness, and expectation of the good that you will bring this Christmas. We thank you for the grace that is offered through your Son, Jesus, that he's not just our friend, but he's also our Savior. We thank you for this time of preparation and look forward to his coming. Lord, we also recognize this evening that there are real barriers to your grace, that there are hills, rough places that are in people's lives. And one of those rough places are those health concerns and the unintentional things, circumstances that happen to us in life. So in our moment of silence tonight, but also in those names that we mention, we uplift people that are experiencing barriers. We pray for your grace to reach them this Christmas. For Kai. Lord, we also recognize that the removal of those mountains means that we can experience the glory. The glory of the Lord is fully revealed, as Isaiah says in chapter 5. Lord, we do pray that that glory is something that lingers on our hearts this Christmas. We thank you for this time to ponder what you've done for us and pray that it would linger with us for many days and weeks beyond Christmas. We pray all this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.